This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular consultation on patient Don, D-O-N, Mello, M-E-L-L-O, comma Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Meliani, M-E-L-I-A-N-E. The date of birth, March 19, 1989. Date of initial evaluation, December 5, 2022. Data follow-up evaluation, January 3rd, 2023. The chief complaint, 33-year-old African-American female complaint of chest pain, discomfort, period. As noted, the patient is a 33-year-old female who first noted chest pain slash discomfort beginning several months earlier, period. The pain is described as knife-like and at times burning and tingling and involving the substernal region. She states that the pain goes down her arm and leg. Period. The pain initially lasted minutes, but approximately 1 week ago, the symptoms started occurring daily as opposed to weekly or monthly. She then went to the emergency room at Alameda, period. Workup was negative, period. She reports ongoing symptoms of chest discomfort, period. Typically, pain is 3/10, period. It is not worse in the supine position or walking, period. The patient was referred for further evaluation as it was felt that her symptoms were coming from the cervical region, period. Her past medical history includes hypercholesterolemia and elevated blood pressure. Interval history. She returns to the office today where she notes bilateral neck pain. The patient reports 2-day history of neck pain. Pain is constant. Currently it is 8/10. It has improved slightly with massage. Initially pain was 10/10. However, it is now reduced in intensity. It is worse with lifting her arms. She has bilateral associated shoulder pain. The past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, ibuprofen PRN, allergies, unknown drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, she notes occasional alcohol use, but no cigarettes or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise significant for weight gain, period. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea. Genital urinary, she has frequency. Respiratory, she has cough. Neurologic, she has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, she has insomnia. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 133/90, pulse 70, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 303 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam, otherwise significant for tenderness of the cervical spine, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 55 beats per minute and is otherwise normal, period. Echocardiogram reveals normal left ventricular ejection fraction, 68%, period. No segmental wall motion abnormality is noted, period. There is trace aortic regurgitation, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. X-ray of the cervical spine reveals mild reversal of the normal cervical curvature. C4-5 reveals mild distaste, narrowing, and hypertrophic changes. Serious. There's normal vertebral body height, normal pre-vertebral soft tissue. Serious. The impression C4-5 disc degenerative disease, period. Mild reversal of the normal cervical curvature, likely patient's posture and or muscle spasm. Next number, back pain. Next number, bradycardia. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Next number, mildly elevated blood pressure. Plan, refer to physical therapy, Till Ann Thornburg. Next number, flexural 10 milligrams, 1PO212PRN. Follow up in 2 months. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.